Ja, hallo zum Closing.
Yes, hello to the closing. Coming to the end of the Congress. What a Congress. I don't know how you are, but I'm still flashed from the last 4 days. And I think I still need a moment to have it all settled down until I've seen all the talks that I've missed watch on stream, definitely. And we'll try the next hour or however long we'll take. We'll try starting this reflection together. Before closing, we asked a lot of people here and on Mastodon, what is the special thing about this Congress? What did you experience? What were your highlights? And we did a small poll, and what we heard, what happened in almost every answer was very human, how great it is, how respectful everyone is of each other, how many people, after a hopeless year with full of shit around all the world, come together here, noticing how many people there are here and everywhere fighting for a free, for a better world.
We
said a lot about how important it is to be respectful of each other. C3 Awareness came to us after that, and they started a poll over the next few weeks about support structures with abuse and attacks. They would be very happy for more feedback and more experience. And we wanted to feature this here. There are these QR codes in German and English.
Sehr schön fand ich auch eine Geschichte.
The thought was very nice. Was a story on Mastodon by a person who had long COVID, who couldn't come to Hamburg, but said they could participate somehow because there were streams, there were recordings, a lot of stories of experiences in the Fediverse. The person told us that it was even possible to participate in the seed exchange, exchanging flowers, because someone brought some seeds and swapped them there. And Katasha summarized this perfectly. We can end the closing after this, but she wrote, it's all more than the sum of its part. You return home with the feeling that you're not alone, that there is a better future possible and needed.
Yeah, in the survey, as you mentioned, there's a lot of solidarity with the world out there. And we got a lot of ideas what we can do, how we can get active. And C3 Tacticals reached out to us. They were really panicking when they were starting building up the Congress, and they forgot the most important plan, the one for blind participants to feel where they need to go. So they reached out to the embroidery assembly, and they were stitching. They were stitching plans that they could feel with their hands. So they even ended up with two plans for blind people. And in the late night supermarket that we had, they decided to create a special cocktail for the red help. How much did they? Yeah, over €1,000 they gathered for donating to the Red Help. And of course, art and beauty, if you just go through the Congress, take a stroll through the Congress, there was an assembly that had small magnets. And they had the tiny rockets, and you could just paint them and take them home. Or for instance, in Hall H, there was a ginormous painting. How big was it? 5-6 meters tall? And there was a ginormous 5-6 meter long paintbrush where you could basically hold it above your head and paint this ginormous wall. And after just like one day, almost all of the painting was painted. And during the whole Congress, the picture grew and sprawled. And you can see how this place is not unlike any other conferences. This is really special. And now, quickly before teardown, this Congress is almost finished. And there was a small moment where I was drawing upstairs in a quiet place. And there was somebody next to me where the phone rang. And they picked up the phone and was like, "Where are you? What do you mean, rocket?"
Oh.
And that was a cute moment. In the O was so much. How did I manage to miss the rocket? If the person is here, I'll offer you a mate.
Could have been me, by the way.
Hätte ich sein können. And in the kids' space, there was also a very sweet message. One of my favorite ones is that you could do a seahorse in the ball pit. Like the little test for swimming school. And it's really important, somebody needs to do taking an inventory and sorting the big Lego blocks.
Yeah,
and there was a group that took a lot of people, and they were playing rock, paper, scissors. They told us that there were more than 1,000 people who were playing rock, paper, scissors on their system together. And now, yeah. And they know who won against who and who did perform the best. Who's the Congress winner of rock, paper, scissors? 1,700 games, more than 1,000 participants, and you can take it with you for the next rock, paper, scissors. Rock won the most at 38% of the matches. Many people also told us about the Chaos Post, how much fun it was to deliver mail here at Congress. One person said very proudly they got mail from a past event. It was considered couldn't be mailed to them. But yeah, it was a bit of a treasure hunt getting that postcard actually to them. And something that was also really adorable, a child wanted to have an autograph of one of the bottle collection peeps, and they tried to have one of these wagons roll over the postcard, but the wheels of the wagon were too clean, and so this autograph couldn't happen. And talking of the bottle collection crew, bottle collection, like everything, almost everything else happening at this Congress, happened because angels did it. When I looked at the dashboard earlier, there were more than 7,600 shifts that had been done. So a lot of hours, really. And almost everything here is done by angels. Evacuation angels, video, crowd management, set awareness, and so many thousand other more that I can't tell you all of them, or we'd be done like maybe day after tomorrow. Also very adorable. Maybe you've also seen them. Yeah, big round of applause for our angels. Also very adorable, the C3 trash crew. I don't know if it's all of them, but most of them, they were running around in raccoon onesies and pushing their trash carts through Congress. Also at night, and it was also being taken care of. several angels were carrying night soup across Congress. So the people sitting at the doors at night, keeping Congress running so they could have food.
Also,
a big thank you to the Angel Food Crew. They told us that there were 18,000 meals produced and served, and they boiled and otherwise prepared more than 1 ton of potatoes.
That
was a lot from the inside. How was our Congress? But there's also other perspectives, and what also took space on the stages, that was the talks. There were fantastic talks. I'm not going to try to list them all like with the angels, because it would take so much time. You've seen the schedule, you've seen the Fahrplan, you've probably heard some of the talks themselves and explored them. I'm going to have to play a lot of catch up, but we had so many different talks. From things like, there was a wide spectrum, security loopholes, we had arts, we had hacked wheelchairs, more inclusive hack spaces, subversive embroidery, and so much more. And as we've seen, it was also heard outside. Yeah, Kat is reading about a lot of these things on the phone.
And now, pretty quickly, we are almost at the end of the closing, the closing of the closing. And I thought, before we keep talking about what else will happen and keep you from deconstruction, we'll take some time to all together think about how this Congress was. I want to invite you, close your eyes if you want, think about how 4 days or some weeks ago, when we first walked towards the CCH, maybe we had a ticket before, maybe we prepared talks, prepared travel, and then we are in front of the fairy dust in the entrance. Or maybe you just noticed them later. How we see all the assemblies, the blinking lights, how we can hear amazing talks, have amazing talks with other people, conversations. And you can ask yourself, who do you know now that you didn't know before? What topic did you think about for the first time the last few days? Which workshops did you visit? Which sweet small things did you experience that made this thing so special? Did you collect the mystery creatures or painted a magnet? Think about all of this and remember, because it's very important to keep these moments, these experiences, have them with you. Because with this closing, the 1393 ends, at least the program ends, and we go outside into the cold, gray, slippery, frozen wetness outside, and we hope, like penguins, we'll get to the train station. And I hope you all think about what you experienced on the Congress, and you will carry this outside into the world to make this world a little bit more beautiful. Thank you so much.
Und dann würde ich sagen,
and then I would like to say, we'll have a very short break. And then we'll see each other at 4TC3.